De Gemara zegt Nida Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph establishes a very important halacha concept. Amar Rava Ktana Shigia Leklal Shnasah, a girl that comes to the age that she's a bas mitzvah, and a tzricha v'dika, need not be examined if she brought the two saris, because we know that to be considered a bar or bas mitzvah, you have to bring the shtei saris. Says the Gemara, we need not make that examination. Chazaka hiviyis simonim. We can rely on a chazaka that she brought the simonim. And this is what's known in the world of halacha as the chazaka of Rava. There's machlokes rishonim. What is this chazaka based on? Tosfos, the very masculine Rebbe, the Ramban, hold that this chazaka is based on a roiv. Most people, boys when they're 13, girls when they're 12, bring the simonim, and we could rely on that chazaka. The Noid Bihuda says that this chazaka is not just based on a roiv, it's much stronger than every other chazaka. He says that the halacha considers it like a vadai. So too, says the Rivosh, that this chazaka must be considered a very serious chazaka, because as our Gemara teaches us, we are allowed to kill, allowed to treat a woman as a gedoyla and not have the right to do miyun just because we rely on this chazaka. And so too does the Binus Adam quote a Tshuvas Beis Meir that this is considered a new category, chazaka gemura. And that's the opinion of the Chalkus Yoiv, the Ksav Sofer, the Torah's Chesed. However, the Shev Shmaitzah quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Echoshe Mishpat Simen Lamed Hei Sif Aleph, that says that if you have a boy who's already bar mitzvah, but we don't know for certain that he already bought Shnei Saris, we don't allow him to say Eidus. So if we see that this is considered a full-fledged chazaka, why should the halacha be that we don't allow him to say Eidus? So the Avnei Nezer, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Avnei Nezer, Evan Hazer, Simen, Reish Tez Vav, Oiz Tez Zayin, has an explanation. He says that indeed, as we just quoted the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Chazaka the Rava is a very strong Chazaka. However, there is another very important concept that we find throughout Shas, and that is Hamoitzi Chaveir Olam Arayim. Therefore, even though the Chazaka is extremely strong, as we are now discussing, we want to be, that's the special din that we learn in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to moment to Eidus, we can't just rely on these chazakas, and the halacha is we don't rely on the chazaka derava to allow a boy to be an Eidus unless we know for sure he's a gadol. The Ramban gives a different explanation, that our Gemara teaches us that in order for a girl to be able to do chalitza, we know we have to do a bedika to make sure that she's indeed a gedoyla. Explains the Ramban that there's a concept throughout Shas called Hecha de Efshel Vrure Mevarinon. Wherever we can be mevar or something, wherever we can independently verify the situation, we have an obligation to do so. So yes, we have this very strong Chazaka Derava as we are discussing. However, there's still a concept of kolaych de'efshel levarim mevarinim, and therefore we just don't rely on the chazaka. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a different explanation why for chalitza we don't rely on the chazaka derava. He explains that although, as we just explained, the chazaka derava is indeed a very strong chazaka, but on the other hand, this woman already had a cheskas iser. She had a cheskas that she was usher because of having chazaka of Yevam al-Shuk. And therefore, we can't rely on that chazaka of Drava when we have a competing chazaka of cheskas Yevam al-Shuk. There's another shaila. What happens if we did not do the examination exactly when he became 13 years old? We did the bedika later. And when we did the bedika, we indeed discovered the shtei saris. And the question is, do I only have a right to say that I did the bedika now, so now I know he has shtei saris? But that can't be telling us what happened before. Or if now I see he had shtei saris, I could assume he had shtei saris even from before. The Rosh and the Tor, in Evan Ezra Simon Mem Gimel, of the opinion that then for sure we could rely that we see he has shtei saris now, even though now it's later than his 13th birthday, we could assume that the saris were there from before. The Beis Yosef disagrees. And so is the opinion of the Mari Bariv and the Rajba that we can't apply that inspection to work retroactively. Certainly, says the Noda Yehuda and Rekiva Eiger, that in a situation where we did a Bedika after he became 30 years old and saw that he did not have Shtei Saris, and then later on, we did another bedika and discovered that he has shtei saris. We can't say, even the Rosh and the Tor would agree, that at that point we can't affect a retroactive designation. The reason we can't affect at that point a retroactive designation is because we can't deny the fact that we did a bedika and he had no saris. The Hatzvi says in the Shas Chuvas Hartzvi, Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Simikuf Yudalid, says we know that when a boy becomes a mitzvah, his father makes a bracha, a baruch shebetrani ma'anshi shalzeh. Most don't make this bracha b'shem hamalchus, but the minhag gra is that the bracha is recited by the father, and not only is the bracha recited by the father, but the brachas recited b'shem Malchus. Ask the Hartzvi, how could that bracha be recited b'shem Malchus? Maybe he wasn't a gadol yet. Maybe he didn't bring the shtei saris. And we're learning that we can't rely on a chazaka derava under all circumstances. So he says a very interesting vort. He says, what's the reason why a father makes a bracha shepetrani when his son becomes bar mitzvah? Because he says, until now, this boy was not mechuy bar mitzvahs. He was not chayiv and onshim, chas v'shalom if he did an aveira. And the father was responsible for his son. Now that the son becomes bar mitzvah, the father's level of responsibility lessons, he doesn't get punished for the averus of his son. So he says, well, it turns out that when the boy becomes 13 years old, whether we hold chazaka derava, whether we don't hold the chazaka derava, everybody will agree that he's certainly mechuyev to do a mitzvah. Everybody agree they may not do an avera, because chazaka derava certainly accomplishes that much, that we can't say doesn't have to do mitzvahs. We can't say there's no issue of averus. And therefore, the father, whether the son is considered a full-fledged gadol, or whether the son is not considered a full-fledged gadol, that much he could still say that Baruch Shepatrani Ma'ancha Shalzeh, now he's his own chiyuvim, I no longer have that level of responsibility.